The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
Blowing out of the backfield, exploding down the sideline.
This is Hanging with the Boys, presented by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Now, your hosts, Jesse Holley, Kurt Daniels, and Nate Newton.
Welcome to Hanging with the Boys. You're looking at a shot of the Tostitas Plaza. It's a beautiful day out there, 66 degrees.
Yes.
Kind of clear, nobody out and about, though. But I am Kurt Daniels, filling in once again in the big boy chair for our man Jesse Holley, who's out and about. We hope to get him on video later. We're trying to get that hooked up. But I'm joined, as always, by the main man, three-time Super Bowl winner, six-time Pro Bowler, our guy Nate Newton.
Bro, we finna do some damage, man. We finna do some damage.
You and me or the Cowboys on Sunday?
Cowboys on Sunday,
okay,
man.
Okay, good.
And I know this is all about our offense today and their defense.
No, we can go wherever you want.
Yeah, man. I'm just excited. Do we have a computer today? We gonna miscommunicate on that today, Chris. Are we going with them at all, Chris?
I think Chris is trying to get Jesse.
Yeah, trying
up
to get Jesse. Okay, all
we
right.
We can do him.
Yeah.
Man on there.
I can get computer if you want.
Yeah because we don't want to knock Jesse off to get computer on, and I think computer will understand.
Yeah, I'm working on Jesse right now.
All right,
give me a second. Okay, but where
keep
do you want
posted.
Now? You got to finish up with the Braille, and they got.
Yeah. We are, the sports equivalent to Braille.
Yeah.
People feel us. When we speak.
Okay. Now, what's
all
the
right.
commercial?
How's your mentals and dentals?
My mentals and dentals is good.
All right. We are brought to you by Wingstop.
Yeah.
Where flavor gets its wings.
Yes, it does.
Maybe someday I'll get all this right.
Yeah.
I doubt it. Hopefully, Jesse will be back to handle these things because I'm certainly not doing it very well. So.
Yeah. But where do you want to go with it, man? I mean, seriously, brother,
where do you want to? Let's see. Okay. This is a question that's being raised quite a bit, and I want to get your take on it because you've obviously been there, done that before. So the geniuses at the NFL have scheduled this game, whereas San Francisco's got two extra days of rest. They played on Saturday. Cowboys played on Monday. In fact, by the time the 49ers were done on Saturday, it was 48 hours before the Cowboys kicked off on Monday night. And they had it's almost like 2.5 days because Cowboys had to travel back. It was late. On top of that, this will be the 49ers' third straight home game. It'll be the Cowboys' third straight road game.
Right.
And they're going from the East Coast to the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Is this going to be a big factor in it?
No and yes. No to the fact that, yes, it will be a big factor because even to the little minute things of you're not letting guys play because we didn't want to see, and I'm talking about the schedule,
mm-hmm.
how you said, hey, we're going to make both two teams play on Saturday or two teams play on Sunday, so they have to play their players
mm-hmm.
the majority of the game. You've made it where players can take X amount of days off because you're concerned about being fair. You made it where everybody can have Thursday football when it was only the Cowboys doing Thanksgiving. So everything can be fair. Now you come into the playoffs, and only one team's supposed to have the edge. That is one team in each division, each conference, that has the best record.
Right.
Everything else just stay fair.
Yeah.
What two days could have done for a lot of our players over there? To rest. What if we had 2 days with Javon Kearse, who just hurt his knee, and now it's an iffy thing. But if he had 2 days rest, man, we wouldn't even be thinking about it.
Yeah.
And so that rest factor plays a part when you're talking about maybe getting a player back or not getting a player back. Yeah. It just
kind of like Kearse's knee is, he heard it banged up his knee at the
right.
end. Yeah.
Now, but me, far as a player, I don't care.
Hmm.
When it's time to ball and I got a chance to go get some revenge on a team that you felt that you were better than last year. I thought we were equal or better than the 49ers in a lot of ways last year, and you didn't come out and be physical enough.
Yeah.
Now you are saying, from the players that I've listened to and the interviews that I listen to, these players are ready. It's like now that we got the Bucs out of the way, like a Bucs was just a flea in the room, you know, that was irritating them. Yeah. And now that you got that irritation out of the way, this is the true people who you – I mean, do you get that feeling from that side of the house over there?
That they're –
That this is who they've been waiting on.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I would think that they would definitely want some revenge in this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's when it bothers me. It's like the league can say, oh, we want to be fair, we want to keep it right. But, and it's also a curse of this star.
Hmm.
It's
yeah.
also a curse. Yeah. You are. A household name. You know, you like some of these soap operas or some of these dramas and hits and miniseries. That's who you are. People want to see. I'm serious.
Yeah.
I don't know the numbers on that Monday Night Football game, but I bet a lot of people didn't miss the opening kickoff.
Yeah, it had to be one of the highest rated, if not the highest rated. Yeah,
it was 30 million.
30 yeah. million, wow.
So it was the highest football game on ESPN since 1999.
So wow. when they was setting this up, you know, and we were talking about it as a team over there with Isaiah, Church, and Caden Gates and Cal and all of those guys, I'm like, why are y'all discussing? I didn't say anything. I'm like, why are y'all discussing this? What game gets the most views? That's where the Cowboys were playing.
That's true.
Now, I'm just being honest. It's just like a Twitter. It's just like the likes and all of that. What? And Mr. Jones is not going to have a problem with it.
No.
I mean, Steven may have a problem with it. Will or the coaches may have a problem.
Sure, the coaches do.
Yeah, but Mr. Jones ain't going to have a problem with it.
No, he's got no problem at all.
But it was a Monday night game. You got back Tuesday.
Late.
But the thing is, it was a year ago, but you got film on them.
Mm.
And one thing about this team here is not going to be hard to find. Yeah. They are who they are. They are a team that can score, but everything they do plays to the strength of their defense. Yeah. Everything they do takes care of their defense.
Yeah.
And so,
all right, before we jump into the defense, Chris, did you say you had Jesse online?
Yeah, I do. Can you see us? Can you hear us?
I can see him.
We can see him. Yeah.
Can you hear me? I should be that loud and clear, baby. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at you. Where are you, sir?
What's man? I am in the barrios of Colombia.
Oh Lord!
You guys know I love my missions trips and my opportunity to give back. So I'm here again and just trying to make the world a better place, one country and one city at a time.
All right. Well, I don't know if you heard any of our conversation about the Cowboys. You know,
I heard all of it.
What are your thoughts on, is this rest factor going to play a big part in the game?
Yeah, you always want to have that. But I think, you know, to Nate's point earlier, if you're looking for motivation to go out and play the San Francisco 49ers in a divisional round that can get you to a place that you want to get to, you know, you're not thinking about that. You know, you can talk about we as the media pundits can talk about the advantages of going out there and playing. But this team is very familiar with short weeks. This team is very familiar with playing in limited days. It's been that way since the beginning of time, going back to, you know, when they started playing on Thanksgiving. And we've dealt with that in many different factors. So if there's any team that is built good enough to understand the change of the schedule and the kind of having that one day less, it's the Cowboys. So they know how to handle it. They know what to do because we've done it. We've done it for many, many years. Veteran guys in this team have done it who had 3 games in 12 days, 3 games in 11 days. They've done that before. They know what it's like to turn around after playing a tough game and go out there playing another tough game. So for for us, it's great fodder and it's great conversation for us to have. And it's, you know, it's those things that we can debate when we have to have topics for the players. It's all about being locked in on the matter at hand, you know, coming back late Monday night, early Tuesday morning. I remember we played at I forgot where we played. We had a short week, and I remember guys coming back, getting in that night. We went and stopped and got some chicken and was right back at Valley Ranch in the cold tub, in the hot tub, in the film room, getting our preparation ready and our body ready to take on that next challenge that very, you know, a couple days from there. So these players, they understand it. They get it. They're not thinking about what we talk about a lot of times in the rest factor and all that kind of stuff. I think they're eager to get back out there in the field and continue that dominant performance that they had this past weekend versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That feeling that you have helps with the healing process. When you go out, you dominate a football team as they did against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So they want to get back to work. They want to get back out there. And Nate, I think Nate's absolutely right. You want to right the wrongs of what the Niners did to you last year at home and knock you out. Now you want to return the favor and go on the road and knock a really good football team out of the playoffs and see yourself and find yourself now in a place that you have not been since old Nate Newton was roaming the football fields for Dallas Cowboys.
Talking about that facing them again, I mean, in your day, there was a real hatred for the Eagles, the Giants, even the 49ers. In today's NFL, it doesn't seem like there's that much animosity between teams. But when you've got a situation like this, does that just kind of ramp up everything even more?
Definitely. I mean, these players saw the boom box last year.
Oh, that's
everybody
right.
Talked box. About the boom
Super
box.
Super gremlin.
Yeah. Everybody, you know, even your the quarterback, you know, right next to the boom box, you know, dancing or whatever. I don't know what the young guys call it, you know, stepping to the music or whatever. But I tell you, like, it's right here. And then you go out and make the gravest error I've seen in a while. Coaching says, and you give them the ball. Hey, man. I know y'all are bruisers. I know y'all are knockout artists. We're gonna give you the ball first.
Ooh, so you're not deferring this game, huh?
You know, I understand about strategy, but like the great Mike Tyson once said, it's all about the strategy until I put this right hand overhand right in the middle of your face.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Then what's the game?
Everybody got a strategy until you get punched in the face.
That is what makes this game unique. Both teams have winning records. Both teams, for the most part, has beat the teams they were supposed to beat for the most part. The last game that both these teams played were good, hard, solid, and clean games. So now, and Jesse, I'm going to throw this to you. Now I have hope. You know, and the hope, they say hope ain't a strategy, but hope is what I believe in anyway. But now, by us seeing a good, clean game by the Cowboys against an inferior team, and whether it's Tom Brady or not, they didn't have a good team.
Right.
And we beat them convincingly.
Yeah.
Now that gives you hope. And Jesse, are you on that same page with me, or are you a little bit more wait and see mode?
No. I'm with you 100%. And I think the Bucs game didn't have to do so much with it physically. I think when you look at it and you kind of reflect back on it, and let me say this before I go on.
Yeah.
I do, you know, people want me to eat my crow because I know I picked the Bucs last week. So I stand here and eat my crow. I was absolutely wrong. And that's
tell
fine.
Them to move
I'm,
on,
I'm
Jesse.
I'm right. I'm wrong.
tell them to move on because we have. Let's go.
This won't be the first. This won't be the last. But I think the biggest hurdle with that was it wasn't the physical part of it. I think the Cowboys understood and knew, like, you know what? We're probably physically better than this football team. Like they're 8-9, we're 12-5. We look better than them. It was the mental hurdle. That was the biggest thing that they had to get over. Of boy, we haven't beaten Tom Brady in 7 tries. He is the GOAT. This and that and the third. And so it was for them to get the mental hurdle overcome. And I think that has given a ton of hope and a ton of confidence to this Cowboy football team to not only go out there. It's one thing to go out there and, you know, if you went down and you beat them by a field goal or you beat them by 1 or 2 points, but to know that you went on the road where you haven't won in a long time against a GOAT who you have never beaten in those environments, in that situation, and put the smackdown on a football team from start to finish, like there was a finish to that football game, that to me has created some of the biggest hope to go along with the physical confidence that you've already had, the mental hope and confidence that we can kind of take on anybody now if we play the way that we played against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You have to bring that level of focus, that level of sharpness, that level of just pristine playmaking ability from both sides of the ball to go out and beat this football team. Because the competition only gets better each round that you go.
All right. Let's take our first break here. And when we get back, I think we're going to get computer on, if Chris can manage to figure out that, because I certainly can't. And let's start digging into this, digging in a little bit more to the 49ers defense, which that's a tough beast out there.
Jesse said it. Mm-hmm. It gets better and tighter. Better and better.
All right, there. Okay.
Better and better. I'm sorry. I apologize. My mind was not there. Yeah. I looked at your face and you lit up. When I looked at your face, I'm like, what did I say wrong?
All right.
Pastor Q, too.
Yeah. We're going to get another call here. So, okay. We'll be right back with Nate's potty mouth and the rest of
I'm
us.
I'm sorry.
Hanging
with apologize.
The boys.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. Blockchain.com is one of the most trusted ways to buy, sell, and trade crypto. Whether you're always on the go or stay closer to home, Blockchain.com is just a few taps away. Put the power of crypto in your pocket so no matter where you are, you can trade on your terms and build a crypto portfolio to fit your life. For crypto pros, rookies, and anyone in between, Blockchain.com makes it easy to own a piece of the future. Blockchain.com, trusted by millions, trusted by America's team.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-em-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great seats.
Star Sports Tours is the only official fan travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys, offering exclusive game weekend travel packages with pregame sideline access and photo ops with current players, cheerleaders, and Cowboy legends. You want to stay at a team hotel? Attend the best tailgate party in Texas? Tour the Star? And talk X's and O's with me, Everson Walls, with Star Sports Tours, you can. Visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today.
Hey, Cowboys fans, ready to spice up your next watch party? Bring Yokiero guacamole and be the game day hero. Yokiero means I want, and we know you want great, fresh-tasting, ready-to-serve guacamole for your home-gating and tailgating events. Made with real avocados and the perfect blend of spices, it will be the star of any party. You can find us at your local Albertsons or Tom Thumb in the deli section. If you can't find it, talk to your store manager and tell them, Yokiero, Yokiero guacamole.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Just steps away from the Dallas Cowboys World Headquarters in Frisco, visit the Star District, your destination for excellent dining, premier shopping, and exciting events. Visit thestardistrict.com for more information. I think that also, you know, there was a lot of people out here last Monday night checking out the game. There's no official game party that's going to be at the stadium, but if you want, if you're up north this way and want a night out, a little dining and game, that sounds pretty good. So, again, I'm Kurt Daniels. Nate Newton is with me here in the studio. Jesse is in faraway parts south of here doing the good work. We are hanging with the boys. And Chris, are we going to go straight to computer? How do you want to do this here?
Yeah, go ahead.
Computer, sir, how are you today?
I'm good.
Yeah?
I'm good.
Yeah, you're feeling good.
I told y'all that what the score was going to be, remember? I said, if we're going to do it, it's going to be a blowout.
I hear you. How's your mentals and dentals?
My mentals and dentals is pretty good, Nate.
Dang, but give us a rundown on the game right quick, like, man. Let's get to it.
I mean, I'm like you said last week, it's just amazing to me how everybody was saying last week that their secondary was back and their offensive line was going to be fixed, and how they had threw those long passes against Carolina, that our team wasn't going to have a chance. And then we go in there and whoop them. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, oh, man, it was an inferior team. It wasn't no inferior team last week. I didn't hear not one person say that's an inferior team we playing. I hear former Cowboy players on other shows like hate. And I'm like, come on, bro. I mean, if that's the way you feel, keep it to yourself. You don't tell the fans, man. We don't pay you to tell
You know, computer, you sound way more confident this week than you did last week. I'm just gonna say that last week you had a lot of doubt in your voice. You had a lot. So you can't tell people not to feel a. Last week you were doubting whether or not this was accomplished. This is able to be accomplished.
You're right, but it's me. I'm a fan. I'm a diehard. I'm invested. They weren't crying when Mike Irvin was crying on the sideline at Green Bay after he got hurt.
Right.
They felt every game. They weren't crying with me then. You know what I'm saying? They were nowhere to be found. I've been here for Jump Street. Ever since I came out, they put me in a Cowboy thing. So I've been riding with them ever since.
So are you feeling good about this weekend then?
Yeah, I'm feeling good about this weekend because, see, the way I look at it, I look at it the way Nate looked at it. Nate said it's a building process. You know what I'm saying? If we don't be able to get past these routes, that means we got to go fix that Miller. And fix the middle on the other side and make sure we're gonna be strong enough to withstand the pound. I don't think anything. I think that's gonna be our only problem. If we can stop the run, like you said, Hank has played like one of them big boys that played in them games, you know, like Chris Jones or whatever. But what I think is gonna happen. Now this is my personal opinion. This is what I feel in my gut. This is how I feel. I feel like since we got past that one, we're gonna whoop these wrestlers come Sunday. Then the Giants gonna beat the Eagles. We're gonna come home, gonna have home field advantage, gonna beat the Giants and go to the Super Bowl and have to play that crazy ass Chris Jones who don't like that because that's the girl. That's the only thing I'm scared of. I swear to God, that's the only thing that makes me nervous. I don't want to go there and lose that roster. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because somebody took a girl from a long time ago. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, come on, man, let that go, bro. Right. Don't play hard against us. Play like you do against everybody else. But, so, Jesse, what do you think gonna happen this weekend?
The way that the Cowboys performed last week, it gives me encouraging hope that they can go out there and go toe-to-toe with the San Francisco 49ers. I'm still working through all of my thoughts and all of my feelings to give the prediction, but I do like the Cowboys. If that team showed up that went to Tampa Bay, travels to the West Coast, I like their chances a lot.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and if that attitude travels to, like, I'm mad and peed off because they were listening. They finally got mad like everybody else be mad at us when we play somebody. So hopefully they have that same anguish against San Francisco because San Francisco has been talking cash money stuff before the game last year, after the game last year, through the offseason. Them players was commenting on players. Even when that guy hurt, one of them said something. One of them defensive linemen over there said something crazy. So they got it. We got a lot of pent-up animosity against them guys over there. Right. So hoping all that come out, and that was the first time Dak came out and showed the world that he could play. It was at San Francisco, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think. Well,
when it was that preseason game?
I think was it San Francisco or Seattle? I don't know. It was over there on the West Coast somewhere.
No, the Seattle game was when he got hurt, but then he came out and threw that fade to that corner, that back shoulder fade. I think that was San Francisco.
Someone
played them that next week.
So what worries you the most? That number one defense, or that those skill players of you got Debo Samuel, got McCaffrey. Which side of that football worries you most?
Nothing. They put their pants on just like us. I ain't scared of. ain't like that's Ray Lewis or the Doomsday defense over there. They defensive coordinator. He got a lot of anguish on his face. He trying like he's mad all the time and stuff. Whatever. One thing about it, like Mike Tyson said, once you hit somebody in the mouth, you see how they're going to act. So they ain't ever got hit in their mouth. And see, you want to talk about all the moments. Like, McCaffrey, you hit him too hard, he'll break, so we need to go and let Donald Wilson go and lay the hammer on him, sit him over there, make him sit down somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Stick Debo, too, go and hit him in his mouth, too, because ain't nobody scared of them boys. Ain't nobody going to fight it out.
How about them Cowboys?
He's so great. He the one lost that Super Bowl against the Patriots.
All right, hey, we got to get out of here, man. It's because we're up against it. What? You want to give us a prediction now? You want to text it in to our boy Chris Beam? And
no,
later
I'm not.
In the week.
I don't know what the score gonna be.
Okay,
but we gonna win.
That's it. I love to hear that.
Like, And see, Jesse, like you said last week, I was sad because I thought something was going on with this new girl every day, but everything cool. Then she called me right before the game Sunday and wished me luck. And we won that game and everything Ooh. Good.
You better keep, you know thing, what? Better keep things right then. Like, keep things right for this game.
Yeah, Sunday's her birthday, so I'm kicking with her while I watch the game.
Ooh, all right. Ooh, all right.
Well, thank you, Computer Man, all for right, calling man. In, man.
Yeah, all I appreciate right. y'all too, man. You know, all like right. I said, we done got past this first step, man. This is our second year with this coaching staff, and we try to keep everything together. We just, you know, the 49ers, they've had 8-9 years to build this team. We've only had 2 to build ours.
Okay.
So y'all fans out there remember that when y'all try to jump on their staff and stuff like that and talk about how great the 49ers is. They had a head start. They had 2 win seasons to get all them first rounders they got. We ain't never had no bad luck like that, but we've been able to stack players all them first rounds. Then they trade their whole draft for McCaffrey. So if they don't win the Super Bowl, we got them because they ain't going to be the re-up next year no way because they ain't got no draft picks.
All right. All right, man. We got to roll. We got to roll. So thank you, Computer.
Go Cowboys.
Yes, sir. Talk
Cowboys.
To you next week.
Cowboys.
All right. Man, he's got it.
Yeah, he's got it, man.
You talk about
hey, Chris, can you play? Is it against the rules for us to play? How about them boys? Is it against the rules that we can't play that? We don't have the right.
100%.
100% against the rules.
Man, how about them boys, Jesse? How about them boys? You had them boys in Columbia hollering that. How about them boys?
Yeah, no, I'm gonna get them to say it in Spanish.
I hear you, bro. That's right.
As long as they say it, man.
I love Computer and his confidence, but boy, remember when he called in last week?
Yeah, you had to get on him a little bit.
The pep.
Yeah, he started off slow.
The pep wasn't in his voice this week. Last week he was a little bit weary. This week they got a win, and now he's just walking out. He walking crotch first in that thing, man. Now he ready to go.
Hey, man.
Yeah, all right. Real quick before we take our next break, just in general, I mean, this 49ers defense was number one in both points allowed and yards allowed. They've got 3 all pros on that defense. I mean, Tampa Bay wasn't bad. They got a pretty good set of linebackers. They're a pretty good team, big front line. But this is a different beast, right?
My friend, because this thing is led by none other than Nick Bosa. And then you got, Armstead. Those guys can play. Javon Kinlaw, all of these guys cover up real well for Fred Warner and Dre Greenlaw. They got people that you see in the game. Jesse, I tell you, they play their gaps well. Now, you can have success against them, but it seems like the longer – they remind you of the old school running backs. You know, the longer the game go, the more intense they get, the more focused and locked down they get. They make little tweaks with their defensive coordinator, and, man, it's just like the game, they just start squeezing the life out of you. And that is where I think the looking at this the Seahawks thought they could run with them.
Yeah.
And for a little while, they was doing it offensively. But it's like defense just kept tightening down, giving the offense, and they had just 2 turnovers. And those 2 turnovers were big.
Yeah.
They were huge, and it just helps solidify the game.
When you're talking about tightening them down, is that because they're so physical, they're just wearing guys
out?
Yes,
sir. Jess, you looked at a little bit of them yet?
Yeah.
Yeah, what have you seen so far with that front 7, man?
Yeah, I took it as take the intensity of Micah Parsons and sprinkle that throughout their entire defense.
Yeah, yes, good analogy.
At times, it feels like they have 13 guys on the football field because everybody has that extreme lining up where you're supposed to be, but they get to the football.
Nope.
They take care of the
– breaking up.
Yeah, they take care. Let's go into this break right quick and come back and get some more, Kurt.
Okay, yep. This segment was brought to you by Blockchain and I guess Wingstop, if he ever gets his wings. So let's take a break. We'll see if we can hook back up with Jesse. Yeah. We've got Nate here. I'm Kurt Daniels. We'll be right back on Hanging with the Boys.
Hey, Cowboys fans, ready to spice up your next watch party? Bring Yokiero guacamole and be the game day hero. Yokiero means I want, and we know you want great, fresh-tasting, ready-to-serve guacamole for your home-gating and tailgating events. Made with real avocados and the perfect blend of spices, it will be the star of any party. You can find us at your local Albertsons or Tom Thumb in the deli section. If you can't find it,
Talk to your store manager and tell them, yo quiero guacamole.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-them-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they make just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't-been-here-in-years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. Blockchain.com is one of the most trusted ways to buy, sell, and trade crypto. Whether you're always on the go or stay closer to home, Blockchain.com is just a few taps away. Put the power of crypto in your pocket, so no matter where you are, you can trade on your terms and build a crypto portfolio to fit your life. For crypto pros, rookies, and anyone in between, Blockchain.com makes it easy to own a piece of the future. Blockchain.com, trusted by millions, trusted by America's team.
Hey, Cowboys fans, if you're thinking about attending a game this season, visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today. Stay at the team hotel, have dinner with a Cowboys legend, and experience AT&T Stadium's exclusive VIP Owners Club. Also, tour the star, get autographs from your favorite players, and talk X's and O's with me, Mickey Spagnola. The official travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys will take care of all your travel needs. Visit CowboysTravel.com.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
We are back on Hanging with the Boys. I'm Kurt Daniels, joined in studio here with Nate Newton. Jesse is in parts unknown, sitting in a, this is how dedicated Jesse is. He is sitting in a hut somewhere surrounded by jungle down in South America, Colombia. Fighting off who knows what to just bring us his bring us the gospel. So appreciate you coming on.
I'm a man of the people, baby.
That's right. So the one part about this game that I'm really looking forward to, and I want to get your guys' opinion on this, is not just our offensive line and how they handle things, but Tyron Smith against Nick Bosa.
That is going to be one super fight. It's going to be that's going to be one of the best. I mean, Bosa, he's an excellent pass rush. He finished the season with 18.5 sacks. Tyron has struggled a little bit.
Yeah, is he ready
for
this?
Tackle, and he played a little bit better last week. But Bosa is a different level. He's in that top 5% where he's a game changer. He is the heartbeat of this team with many guys that have the sprinkling sauce of Michael Parsons, you know what I'm saying? That intensity. He's full-time intensity. You cannot relax on him. You cannot take a playoff because he's coming. That is the number one matchup for me in this game, because if he can affect this game, and because they have the ability with their other guys, Armstead and Greenlaw and Kinlaw, these guys can beat other guys one-on-one. That is always a fear factor. When you have a stud like Nick Bosa doing what he does and he can take over games, but you have other guys that can take advantage of the one-on-one situations, that's scary. Yeah. That's scary. Jess, your thoughts, babe?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. You always talk about having a game wrecker. And we know what that's like to having a guy like Micah Parsons on our defense who can wreck up a game plan and himself. And Nick Bosa is in that same elk of he don't need much to wreck a game. Like, he's that skilled, he's that good where him by himself, we talk about him, Bosa is him. He's the him of this defense for the 49ers. So it's going to be a clash of the Titans. I look forward to that. And for a guy like Tyron, is one of those matches where you go back into the lab and you go, I know I have to be good. Like, I know self, whatever that self is for Tyron Smith right now, and his age and his health and his change of position, he knows and understands that I'm going to have to be the very best version of that going up against Nick Bosa for this matchup. Because if he to create problems for the Cowboys offensively, because, I mean, Nate said it, 18 and a half sacks. This guy is relentless. He has the drive and the want to wreck you in the pass game, to wreck you in the run game. And for, you know, for Tyron, it's one of those, you know, dig down in the tooth, and you know that you may not have much left in your career, but you know that there's one more or two more matchups that you have to go and dig down, go into that Rocky bag. I got to go into that Eye of the Tiger bag and say, hey, listen, my career might be on the tail end of it, but can I muster up? Not can I must muster up enough energy, effort, attention to detail, strength, speed, whatever it is, stand that constant barrage of Nick Bosa and that D'Amico Ryan's defense, how they're going to mix it up. And again, we're talking about Tyron Smith, future Hall of Famer, and on the trajectory that Nick Bosa is going on, talking about he's going to be a future Hall of Famer. In that matchup, Nick's going to win sometimes, Tyron's going to win sometimes.
And the key, but, it's all going to be, but what's about, the key on the wins?
You win more often, I guess.
When they matter the most.
Yeah.
More often, third downs, you know, fourth downs, red zones, all those, when they matter the most, you got to be able to get the wins.
How much would it affect, like, if Tyron can't handle him one-on-one and they have to chip him with the tight end or the running back, you know, how would that affect their passing routes, their passing game? If, because Schultz had a huge game last week. Ferguson had a big catch. If those guys are stuck blocking, how much is that going to affect them?
Just go two tight ends. The way Dak executed, go two tight ends. If you have to give a guy help, go two tight, because that is your second matchup. How will our tight ends handle the blocking duties of the outside linebackers of the 49ers? They are gap control, I will do my job at all costs type team. So our tight ends, if on the field, can be very effective. And if they can give a nudge, because that's all Tyron will need is a nudge and get out and do some damage like that too, it makes them have to make a decision. What we have to do, and I think Jesse may agree, is we're going to have to be so good on offense to we take time of possession. They average in the playoffs, the one game, 32 minutes. They during the season, they average 31 minutes and 54 seconds.
San Francisco.
So, yeah, they are very consistent in the time of possession game. So, and I'm with you, Jess, because I tell people a lot of times – it ain't that the sacks will kill you. It's when you get the sacks.
Yeah.
You look at the Seahawks. They were having a hell of a game. They came back on the 49ers and started putting pressure. But guess what happened? All of a sudden, one of the linebackers, Fred Warner, came in, and I think it was Fred Warner. I may be cheating him. Came in and hit his hand on a pass, and Nick recovered. So that changed the whole way they started playing ball. And – we have to do the same thing. We're going to have to score.
Yeah.
And that means Dak going to have to be – he's going to have to pass.
Yeah.
He's going to have to throw this ball.
And here's why and Kellen Moore can help out this situation by doing what he did last week. So Kellen Moore and Dak, I thought they did a wonderful job in getting the ball out quick underneath. Because what happens is a pass rusher is the first thing is I have to not get behind the sticks on first down, because a pass rusher's dream is for you to get to that third and seven and eight and plus, right? They pin their ear back, they come after you, and they come get you. What the Cowboys did so eloquently and so well last week was they stayed ahead of the chains on first down. They gave very, very manageable down and distance. But Dak did. He wasn't trying to hold the ball and go down the field 15, 20, 40 yards. He said, nope, there's a guy right there 5 yards away. I'm going to give him the football. There's a guy right there 8 yards away. I'm going to give him the football. And for a pass rusher, what that does, it frustrates him. Because they come off so hard and aggressive, and before you get past the corner, after you've engaged, the ball is gone. And you do that over and over. Now he's like, dang. So now what does he do? He kind of waits a little bit, maybe try to jump up and get it, or no, the ball's coming out quick, so he's a little bit hesitant on his rush. And now you've kind of got him a little bit. So, you know, for Kellen and Dak, by continuing the game plan you had last week with getting the ball out, you know, to the short distances, not allowing Dak to be a back there, get the opportunity to drive past Tyron or drive Tyron in or push down, whatever it is, and then create those turnovers, create that confusion, create that chaos in the backfield. So, you know, I think Kellen and Dak could also help out Tyron Smith with dealing with that battle. And whether Bosa lines up on the left side or the right side, whether it's Tyler Smith or Tyron Smith.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, they're going to need to rush it. They're going to need whatever it takes. These are the games, and Jesse spoke on earlier, these are the games where everything is elevated just one more step. Yeah. Only the best keep going. You're not going to luck into no wins. Normally the better teams win in the playoffs. So this team here during the regular season gave up 77 yards a game rushing.
Yeah.
They gave up 104 this week against the Seattle Seahawks at 4.2 yards a carry, whereas during the regular season there was 77 and it was 3-2 or 3-4. So they're good.
Yeah.
Playoff good and regular season good.
That was going to kind of be my next direction. We've been talking about the passing game, but can this all function if they don't get the running game going? Now, they don't have to run for 200 yards. I mean, it'd be nice if they did, but last week they did it, I thought, enough with the running game, 128 yards, to keep them a little bit honest. Can they – is it vital that against this defense, against that front, that they have to get some kind of running game going?
I don't see us winning – If they make us one dimensional, and we cannot run the ball, Dak gonna have to be very, very meticulous, accurate in everything he does. He got to play almost a perfect game,
right? Yeah,
and because he will be under duress,
yeah.
Because these dudes, they are built. They got beautiful. You know, men.
Yeah.
I mean, where their defense line, everybody's around 6'4", 6'5", you know, lean, long arms, athletic. Even the fat guys look pretty halfway decent. So you know what I'm saying? So they're going to do everything they can to stop the run.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, they look at Tony Pollard last week, even though we had the box was full the majority of the time against us, but Kellen was hitting them on the edges.
Yeah.
Even with Zeke, he was trying to hit on the edges outside the guards. And it worked.
Yeah.
They're going to see that, and they're not going. They ain't going to stand for it.
Are you surprised that even though, and Jesse, you can jump in here. I'm not sure if we got you connected or not, but are you surprised that? I mean, last week Pollard had nearly 5 yards a carry, maybe a little over 5 yards a carry.
5'2".
Yeah, and Zeke was like 2 yards a carry.
Yeah, 2 carry. Yes.
Yet they're still almost even on carries. Pollard had 15. Zeke had 13. Are we at a point now where, I mean, you got to – Pollard, it shouldn't be a 50-50 split. It should be like 75-25 Pollard, that kind of thing.
And it just depends on how the game went. Hmm. The game allowed them to stay in that right there. But when in playoff mode, you always hear me say, who's the dog? And Zeke is a dog in all aspects. But I have to have somebody in there the majority of the time that can give me a chance to make a play.
Yeah.
Tony Pollard gives us the bigger chance to make a bigger play.
Yeah.
He doesn't fumble, so we don't have to worry about that. His pass blocking has gotten much better, so we don't have to worry about that. So if he does have to push it to the limit, and I think 25 touches is his limit. You know, you don't want to beat him past that if you don't have to.
Yeah.
So if he go 25 to Zeke 12, who cares?
Yeah.
Because we know 5 or 6 of those plays can easily be anywhere from 10 to 15 yards, easy.
You're
so
right.
I'm with you. And that's how I feel about C.D. Lamb, and that's how I feel about Schultz. It's time to give the ball to your playmakers.
Yeah.
I mean, if we throwing to guys that's the third and fourth and fifth receiver, that means we either had a terrible day or we doing something real special.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm kind of thinking, too, is that, I mean, Zeke is loved around here. He's obviously a good presence in the locker room. But you're at a point now where your best back needs to be getting the ball.
You see, the thing that people don't understand, what has happened is now, due to both of these guys being good teammates, they are both fresh, ultra fresh. Yeah. Zeke took a pounding. He took the pounding inside to keep them honest. And my man Tony was outside, and he looked it fresh.
Yeah.
But I promise you, if you get that ball to Tony starting next year, let him average 22 touches a game, when we get to the end of the year, you'll be like, man, what's wrong with Tony? You know what I'm saying? Because some games you're going to have to give him more than – like I tell people, some games you're going to have to give Tony more than 17 touches.
Yeah.
You're going to have to give him 20-22. So you don't want to start out 22-22-22. Then 4 or 5 games, we got to hit him up to 25-30.
Yeah, you want it fresh at the end.
Oh, yeah, man. This is a great situation we have. What we have to hope for and is what we saw last week with our offensive line. They're going to have to step that up one more notch. And if our offensive line is doing well, Zeke will still come out of the game probably with 3.5 at his best, mm-hmm. and Tony Pollard will be still around at 5.
Yeah.
And that's what you want. You know, and if we come out with 110, 115, you know, about 25, 30 carries, and Dak can pepper it up for about 34, 38 throws, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't need to dominate in the running game, but they need a running game to balance it out,
yes, sir.
To keep them a little bit honest there. All right. Go ahead. I didn't know you were back.
He froze on us.
You there, Jesse? Yeah.
I think he froze.
All right, we got to go anyway.
Sorry. Yeah, sorry.
We
got to
go
Jeff.
Anyway. Hopefully tomorrow Jesse can get out of the hut and find something that maybe have better Wi-Fi.
Yeah, set it on top of your head, Jesse. Put it on your forehead.
All right. Chris, thank you very much for all you did, getting computer on, getting Jesse hooked up, and tweaking the dials back there. Audio Jazz, appreciate all you do.
Thank you, Audio.
Brother Will, Brother Willie, Brother William.
Willie!
Thank you for all you do up there. Nate, appreciate it.
Appreciate it, man. All right, Jazz. Boom.
Boom.
Yeah.
And all you fans out there, thank you very much for tuning in.
Now I
got to
go do stuff for Caden Gates. But our producer, our shows over there will never stop.
Oh, they keep you busy. They keep you busy.
Yeah,
$10 at a time, it add up.
That's why they're making me do it, because it's free.
That's right. All right. Thank you all for listening. We'll be back here again. Nate and I for sure. Jesse, hopefully. Until then, we are hanging with the boys.
Get out that hut.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys?